Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Matthew A. Hawkins here, coming to you from MatthewAHawkins.com. Today, I'd like to bring a few...
I've got a confession to make. I've been doing different voices with my kids at home, and one of them has been my radio voice. And since I have the blue snowball microphone sitting in front of me, testing it out right now, I've decided that I need to sound more like a radio announcer. So I started practicing with my kids going,
"Hello, welcome, and you've reached the trivia part of the show. Today we're going to be doing trivia questions based on the Vancouver Canucks in 1994. Name this defenseman that wore the number 5.
And my three-year-old, when I ask him questions like that, he just kind of stares at me blankly. So then we decided we'd move on to Disney trivia, which he all of a sudden got excited about. I don't know why he's not excited about the Canucks, but yeah, whatever. So I said to him,
"All right, Kiefer, now it is time to finish this question with an answer. Kiefer, who is Winnie the..."
And there was a long pause, and I said,
"Kiefer, who is Winnie the..."
He looks at me.
"Pooh." Yes, Pooh is the correct answer for number 2. Number 2 is Pooh.
So, all right, let's just move on. Today I did some things that I didn't really mean them when I said them. I just openly said things to the World Wide Web or World Wide Webs or the interwebs. I said it in social media circles, and I have to say that I didn't mean them at all. I'm sorry I was being such a dope and saying mean things about something. I'm really sorry for saying mean things about something that I really have no right to say them. It's just, there's this movie coming out today, May 8th, 2009. I'm excited to see it. Most people wouldn't think that I'm excited to see it because I'm not that kind of fan. But I'm excited about the director more than anything. This director, I think I'd be lost without him, or at least maybe on the fringe. You know, and I was playing with the idea of using a different alias. You know, maybe something like Felicity, but, you know, I felt I needed to say it straight from my own profile on Twitter. And, so if you want to scroll down below, you can see some of the comments I made on Twitter today that, you know, they weren't all that nice. Let's start off with this one here. "I'm about as excited to see Star Trek as I am about sanding off the dead skin on my heels." So, yeah. I went on from there. "If Star Trek was a drink, it would be like Buckley's. It's gross, but it works." And then, "Star Trek is going to be as thrilling as watching William Shatner clip his toenails." Yeah. Well, that's not a very nice thing to say. William Shatner is kind of weird. But that's not a nice thing to say about Star Trek. Or how about this one? If Greg Grunberg is in Star Trek, well, then the world has corrected things from the poor season ender of Heroes. You know what? I love Heroes, but the last episode of this season was terrible. They're like, they have this big battle, Siler and Peter. And what's the other guy's name again? Senator Nathan. Peter and Nathan Petrelli go and fight Siler, and the doors close. Okay, that's just sad to me because it's kind of like we have no budget because our viewership is down, so let's just close the doors and have some crazy sounds going on as if there's a fight. So, yeah. Anyways, that's a side note, talking about Star Trek here. Next one I wrote was Star Trek delivers as well as the Canucks' Willie Mitchell's cough up on the boards in the final moments of Game 4. Willie Mitchell, if you're listening to this, like, what were you thinking? I don't know. See, I'm a Canucks fan, but like last night was a little bit boring of a game. The Canucks didn't have a lot of intensity. Even the Blackhawks were boring until like the very end. And then Willie Mitchell, he got his stick in the way. So Luongo didn't even see the puck right away. Whatever, you know, like it was a crappy game. That sucked. And then how about this one? I thought this one was stinking funny when I thought of it this morning. Zachary Quinto's eyebrows have permanently been damaged thanks to Star Trek. Like, come on. That's funny. If it's not funny, if you don't think it's funny, then you're not a funny person. So, yeah, here's my first podcast talking about Star Trek and the big release. Hope you pass this around, share it with some people, or follow me on Twitter, M.A. Hawkins. And we'll be seeing you around. Have a great day. This is Matthew Hawkins signing off. Or I should say,
thanks for tuning in. This is Matthew Hawkins signing off.